Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com. I am your host. My name is Chad Hastie. Thank you for tuning in. First voice you hear from when you dial into today's program, very talented Ariel Walden on the other side, 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. We put a backseat to politics, you know, just for a little bit, talk about something very, very important coming up this weekend. In fact, on the 19th, Yano Estacado presenting the 20th annual Grape Day, and Mike Laughlin, tasting room manager from Yano Winery in studio. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you guys for having me here.
Well, glad to be here, and tell us a little bit about first, just Grape Day, 20 years of Grape Day.
Grape Day started 20 years ago as a kind of celebration of the harvest, and it's really grown to become this great big party, not only, you know, celebrating Yano's wine, but, you know, just celebrating this entire kind of area of West Texas where we grow so many wine grapes.
And what can people expect when they go to Grape Day?
Well, the past couple of years, you know, this is the 20th one. We're keeping the format the same. We have live music out underneath the tent out in front of the winery. We do have a big screen. We are going to be showing Texas Tech playing West Virginia at 11 a.m., so no need to stay home to watch that.
Yeah, you can go out and taste a little wine, watch the game. Food will be out there as well, correct?
Mm-hmm. We have Dion's, we have United. New this year, we do have the Twisted Texan food truck doing some fusion foods. Also, he's thinking about doing some kielbasa, you know, in honor of Oktoberfest.
Oh, so. Very cool. Now, will it just be Yano wine, or will there be other wineries as well?
Just Yano wine, but there's about 30 different Yano wines going to be available for $3 a glass.
Really? So. 30 different, okay. So what type of wines will people be able to taste? Because I'm sure there are some out there that go, wow, I didn't know you even had 30 bottles, 30 different types.
Yeah, we have everything from dry whites like Sauvignon Blanc, oak Chardonnays. We have sweeter whites like Moscato. We have blush, of course. We have about 15 different dry reds right now. Everything from Pinot Noir like Sangiovese. We have a very full-bodied cab, of course. We're even going to have some port available by the glass.
Oh, very cool. Now, West Texas, it's the grape industry, the wine industry growing, exploding out here. And if you travel around Texas and you go down to some of the different wineries, they're all getting their grapes, it seems like, up here. If they're getting them in Texas, they're pretty much, they're grown in this area, correct?
Yeah. Terry County, you know, right around Brownfield, that's where the vast majority of Texas grapes are grown. And they're growing everything there. Pinot Grigio, we get a lot from the VJ Reddy Vineyard right outside of Brownfield.
So. Why is this area good? I mean, obviously, we know California, California grapes, California wines. Why is this area good for growing grapes?
You know, a lot of times you start with soil. Our soil drains very well, so you don't get a lot of root diseases, things like that. Then you look at temperature. One of the big things people don't realize about California vineyards, there's a huge difference between the daytime and nighttime temperatures of Carneros and Napa or Sonoma, for instance. The Pacific currents cool off the vineyards at night. We have that here, you know, some nights a 30, 40 degree drop off in temperature, even during the summer. So it's very cool here. You want that photosynthesis to happen during the day.
Is there a particular grape, particular wine that grows best out here?
You know, we're very young still. The Texas wine industry really got started when Yano was the first one founded after Prohibition in 76. Mm-hmm. And so we're still kind of young, but we're starting to find hot climate grapes like Tempranillo really doing well out here. You're finding some of your white Italians like Trebbiano, you know, your Montepulciano's, Sangioveses, really growing very well out here.
What are some of the, and we're visiting with Mike Laughlin, he's the tasting room manager, from Yano, Grape Day coming up on Saturday, the 19th. It'll run from what, 10 to 5?
10 to 5.
Okay. And what's the price for people to get in?
It's only $5, and that $5 gets you a commemorative glass to keep, and then you also get a free glass of wine with that. For $5, you can come in, get a glass, get a, you know, have a lot of fun.
So. All right. And if there are maybe a few people out there who go, okay, what are a couple of different reds or whites that I just absolutely have to try? What are some of the signature Yano wines that they just have to absolutely try?
I'm going to recommend our Viviana, which is our premium white wine. It's an abnormal blend of Gewürztraminer, Muscat, Canelli, and Pinot Grigio, but it's a very dry white wine, very I'm going to say very fruit forward. And then I'm just going to go with our Raider Red. Right now, it's just a medium-bodied red, real easy to drink. It's a blend of a couple different grapes, but we actually donate money back to Texas Tech University every time we sell a bottle.
Oh, very cool. Mike, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.